Palpatine hadn't been attempting to flatter Plagueis when he had called him wise. Not entirely, at any rate. The Mune was powerful beyond Palpatine's present understanding, the only being capable of guiding the galaxy into the future, a crescendo. At times, it was difficult to grasp that they would see in their lifetime the fall of the Republic and the annihilation of the Jedi Order. And yet Palpatine seemed to know it to be true. A grand design was unfolding, in which he wasn't merely a player, but an architect. Resigning himself to Kim's death was easier than it might have been, because Kim, too, had become a broken man in the wake of the deaths of his wife and younger sons. His reaching out to the son he had voluntarily surrendered to the Jedi was an act of desperation, and based on nothing more than a desire to assure that the Kim family line continued. How like the self-important royals among whom Palpatine had been raised, so fervent to be remembered by those who followed. Rather than demand or ensure that Palpatine get his hands dirty once more, Plagueis had insisted on providing him with an agent to facilitate the assassination. Plagueis had said that they needed to guarantee Palpatine's deniability and make certain that no hint of scandal pursue him. But Palpatine had begun to wonder. Despite all the talks about partnership and disclosures, had Plagueis merely been making excuses for the fact that he harbored doubts about Palpatine's abilities? Palpatine thought back to the story Plagueis had recounted about the murder of Kerid Santhi. Blame had fallen on the chefs who had prepared the bloat eel. Kim's death, however, wouldn't result from food poisoning, but public assassination. So who might emerge as having the most to gain from his death? Certainly not the Naboo or the Grand Protectorate. The fact that fingers would point instead to the Trade Federation made him wonder why Plagueis would want to place the cartel in a position that jeopardized its chances of seating new worlds in the Senate. So once more, he found himself wondering, did Plagueis have an ulterior motive for not wanting the Trade Federation to succeed? He wanted Kim's death to be viewed as a message. But by whom? Perhaps Palpatine was meant to be the recipient. When Plagueis said that many of the senators were expendable, that they retained their seats only because of him, was he, in the same breath, saying that Palpatine, even as Sidious, was also expendable, easily replaced by another forceful apprentice? While the Mune encouraged transparency in Palpatine, he sometimes made himself opaque. Would he at some point bequeath all his knowledge to his apprentice? Or would he hold back, merely to keep the upper hand?